So this morning, we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 3, talk between Lord Shiva and Sati, text number 9. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tasmin Bhaginyo Mama Bhartribhi Swakai Dhruvam Gamishyanti Suhrit Didikchavaha Aham Tasmin Bhavata Abhikamaye Sa Upanitam Paribraham Arhitum Tasmin Bhaginyo Mama Bhartabhi Swakai Tasmin Bhaginyo Mama Bhartabhi Swakai Dhruvam Gamishyanti Sruiddhidrikshava Dhruvam Gamishyanti Sruiddhidrikshava Aham cha tasmin bhavata bhikamaye Aham cha tasmin bhavata bhikamaye Sahopanitam parivara marhitum Sahopanitam paribar mahar arhitum Tasmin bhaginyo mama bhartabhi swakai Tasmin bhaginyo mama bhartabhi swakai Dhruvam Gamishyanti Sruiddhidrikshavaha Dhruvam Gamishyanti Sruiddhidrikshavaha Aham cha tasmin bhavata bhikamaye Aham cha tasmin bhavata bhikamaye Sahopanitam parivaram arhatum Sahopanitam parivaram arhatum माताजीज Tasmin, in that sacrifice, Bhaginya, sisters, Mama, my, Bhartavi, with their husband, Shokai, their own, Dhruvam, surely, Gamishyanti will go. Suhrit Didikchavaha, desiring to meet their relatives. Aham, I, Cha, also. Tasmin, in that assembly, Bhavata, with you, Lord Shiva. Abhikamaye, I desire. Saha, with. Upanitam, given. Parivarhatam, ornaments of decoration. Arhitum, to accept. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Prabhupada ki! I think that all my sister must have gone to that great sacrificial ceremony with their husband, just to see their relative. I also desire to decorate myself with the ornament given to me by my father and go there with you to participate in that assembly. Purport. It is woman's nature to want to decorate herself with ornaments and nice dresses and accompanying her husband to social functions, meet friends and relatives and enjoy life in that way. This propensity is not unusual for women in the basic principle of material enjoyment. Therefore, in Sanskrit, the word for woman is stri, which means one who expands the field of material enjoyment. In material world, there is an attraction between woman and man. This is the arrangement of conditioned life. A woman attracts a man, and in that way, the scope of material activities involving house, wealth, children, friendship increases. And thus, instead of desiring one's material demands, one becomes entangled in material enjoyment. Lord Shiva, however, is different. Therefore, his name is Shiva. He is not at all attracted by material enjoyment. Although his wife, Sati, was the daughter of a very great leader and was given to him by the request of Brahma, Lord Shiva was reluctant. But Sati, as a woman, the daughter of a king, wanted enjoyment. She wanted to go to her father's house, just as her other sister might have gone, and met them and enjoy social life. Here, she specifically indicated that she would decorate herself with the ornament given by her father. She did not say that she would decorate herself with the ornament given by her husband, because her husband was Kaulas. Kaulas? C-A-L-L-O-U-S. Kaulas, right? Kaulas. Grieve, eh? Careless, eh? Kaulas about such matter. He did not know how to decorate his wife and take part in social life, because he was always in ecstasy with thought of Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Vedic system, a daughter is given sufficient dowry at the time of her marriage, and therefore Sati was also given a dowry by her father, and ornaments were included. It is also the custom that the husband gives some ornament, but here it is particularly mentioned that her husband, being materially almost nothing, could not do so. Therefore, she wanted to decorate herself with the ornament given by her father. It was fortunate for Sati that Lord Shiva did not take the ornament from his wife and spend them for ganja. Prabhupada is also very humorous. You got this, all of you got this point? Prabhupada is making a joke for all those ganjadi, one who smoke ganja. I'll repeat again. It was fortunate for Sati that Lord Shiva did not take the ornament from his wife and spend them for ganja. Because those who imitate Lord Shiva in a smoky ganja exploit everything from household affairs. They take all of their wife's property and spend on smoking, intoxication, and similar other activities. Sisi Gaunitai ki jai, Sisi Radharas Vihari ki jai, Sisi Ramachanaman ki jai. Thus end the purport of Bhakti Vedanta, purport of 4th canto, chapter 3, text number 9. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakchurjin Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Bhutair Mahadevi Yaima Puro Viho Nirmayase Te Yadamo Supurusa. मुक्ते गुणान् षोडश षोडशात्मकं सोलं कृषिष्ठं भगवन् वचांसि मे. सो दिस सेक्शन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम डिस्क्राइब्स लॉट ऑफ हैप्पीनेस इन फॉलोइंग द वैदिक कल्चर. We can see here in the purport of this verse, Prabhupada very openly, with a happy mood, he is glorifying the Vedic culture. And he gave really almost 1.5 page purport. So, the Vedic culture was given so that the living entities who have forgotten Krishna and have come in this material world can also remain happy. Just like a child, he wants to disobey his father, he wants to stay away from his father. But father, out of his compassion, he arranges, good situation for him. Maybe buy a new flat for him, make sure, everything is well taken. Even sometime, we see here that some people, they go in jail. Son of rich father, suppose he happened to go in jail. So, the father, out of his compassion or love for his son, he will try to make sure that he is happy even in jail. At least get proper food, get a first class jail to stay, and so on and so forth. Although he is in jail, but father has so much compassion, he wants to see his son be happy there, even in jail. So this material world is jail and we are criminal here. But Krishna is our Supreme Father. Out of compassion, he wants to see that, okay, we have decided to be here, fine. But he has arranged this Vedic culture to be happy. Now, in this section of Bhagavatam, text number 8 to text number 14, there is a very nice thing we see. Two cultures. A spiritual culture and material culture. You see, two cultures. And both of them are very happy. Here is Lord Shiva. He is sitting and chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. He is meditating. He is always in thought and in ecstasy with thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here is Lord Shiva, who is in ecstasy of thinking of the Lord, meditating on Lord as the Shiva. And here is Sati, who is thinking about material life or Vedic culture of a daughter at her father's home, or about the jagya or the function, and she is happy. Both are happy. Here one is happy thinking about Krishna, and here she is happy thinking about that function, the jagya. Right? Now, to tell you this, the relevant story, how this thing happened. What is this thing happening actually? Actually, in all 18 Puranas, the beginning of all the Purana talks about this pastime. Here also we see this is the beginning of Bhagavatam. Talks about Sati quitting her body. Sati ka deh tyag. Everywhere, all the Purana you will read, you will find this thing. With different kind of, you know, little here and there, otherwise same. So it but natural to understand why it talks about this. There is a pastime behind this, which was told by Jagavalla Muni. Actually, I heard it long ago. That once Lord Shiva went to Prayag at the ashram of Agastya Muni. It was Treta Yug, and Sati also accompanied him. So they had very nice satsang, Agastya Muni and Lord Shiva. They talked about Lord Ramchandra. And after hearing so much about Lord Ramchandra, of course Lord Shiva always a lot of devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when we hear from a pure Vaishnava like Agastya Muni, then naturally that flow of love comes out. So in ecstasy mood, Lord Shiva was thinking to have darshan of Lord Ramchandra. He wanted to see Lord Ramchandra. So while going to Kailash, on the way, it so happened Lord Ramchandra wanted to fulfill his desire. This was the time when Ravana had stolen Sita. And Lord Ramchandra was going and looking for Sita. He was crying for Sita. So while he was going, he saw Lord Ram crying for Sita. And by seeing this pastime of the Lord, Lord Shiva was so happy. He was so happy. And Sati was also there. She also heard Krishna Katha from Agastya Muni. But you can see the difference. They say, we read Bible day and night. One sees black, other sees white. And the two person reading Bible day and night, one sees black, other sees white. So it depends on our understanding, our love for the personality of Godhead. So Sati and Shiva, both they heard. But Lord Shiva is filled with ecstasy. And when he particularly saw that how Lord Ramchandra is crying for his beloved wife, he knew everything. Still, he is crying. So Lord Shiva was so happy, so happy. I mean, it so happened that like Prabhupada gave a sample of that one judge, and some visitor has come to meet him, but he was inside the closed door and playing with his grandson. And the man was waiting for a long time, right? So what happened? What happened? When he opened the door, what he saw? So the judge has become a horse and a grandson is riding on his back. British Prime Minister, okay. The British Prime Minister. So that was the enjoyment. Right? So it may apparently look like, what is this thing? He is Prime Minister and he became horse. But his enjoyment. And the people who have love for the child or Prime Minister, oh, such a great Prime Minister still, you know, so that gives really ecstasy. Anyway, Lord Shiva, when he saw, he was very happy. And he said, my Lord can do anything, nothing is impossible. And he bowed down, offer your obeisances. Then Sati, she became inquisitive. And she asked, whom is he offering his obeisances? The Lord Shiva said, I am offering obeisance to my Supreme Lord Ramchandra. Then she asked, which Ramchandra, which Ram, son of Dasarath, or the Ram who is in every atom, or this Ram who is crying for his lost wife? Then Shiva said, the Ram is Ram, the same Ram. And Sati got doubt. Her doubt arose that Lord Shiva cannot lie. Lord Shiva is saying, Ram is the same Ram. All these three Ram is same Ram. On the other hand, I can see that here is a person who is crying for his wife, how he can be Supreme Personality of Godhead? So this was the doubt. If Lord Shiva would have not said that he is same Supreme Personality of Godhead, she would have not got doubt. But Lord Shiva cannot speak lie. I mean, she has that faith in her husband. Now this was all the arrangement of Lord. So Sati, she had doubt. And when Lord Shiva saw that she had doubt, and she was unhappy about that, so Lord Shiva tried to explain her everything in detail. Lord Shiva gave Ram Katha to Sati. But still, Sati has love for Lord Shiva, but no faith. Sometime it happens, you'll find, if there is love between husband and wife, and then no faith, then the love can turn in hatred, and wife can become worse enemy of the husband. So much so that she can kill also her husband. So, I mean, here, therefore, the faith is first ingredients in order to enjoy the love. Adau Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangat. Start with Shraddha. How is in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Vinasyati? Anybody remember? Vinasyati, the word come Vinasyati. The faithless person, for them, it was a faithless person. Not asraddha na purusha dharma se sapram tava prapyam. Nahi ek hai. Haan, sansayatma vinasyati. Sansayatma vinasyati. A person who has sansay or doubt, he is finished. So in spiritual life, it is very important to have doubt, to have faith in one's protector. That protector may be God brother, senior devotee, guru, Krishna, husband, anybody. You have to have faith. Otherwise, sansayatma vinasyati. So here is Sati, who got sansay, who got doubt. And she did not believe the word of Lord Shiva. Thus she wanted to test herself. And she asked permission from Lord Shiva, can I go and test him? That he same, you know, I know you are saying right, but I cannot accept it. She became like modern lady. She became like uncultured modern lady. She wanted proof. The Indian culture or Vedic culture, one accepts from the heart, right? But Western, from the faith, but Western culture, people, they accept it with the proof. The proof they will accept. not because of faith. Faith does not mean anything to them. But Vedic culture teaches us accept things with faith. Sati has one point lost the faith from Lord Shiva. So anyway, she went there and she was thinking, what should I do, what should I do, how should I test him, how should I test him. So finally she decided, her doubt was, Shiva has said that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But how a Supreme Personality of Godhead can cry like an ordinary man for his wife? So let us test him by becoming his wife. So Sati took the form of Jagatjanni Sita. She became Sita. And she came. Now Lakshman got bewildered. Hey, what is going on here? What is this? Because Lakshman saw Lord Ramchandra was very composed. He did not show any happiness or anything. So you can see, here is Sati and here is Lakshman. Both are under their Bharata, under their maintainer. Bharata of Sati is Lord Shiva and Bharata of Lakshman is Lord Ramchandra. So here are the two dependents. One has faith, other lost the faith. So Lakshman did not get bewildered and say, my dear brother, here is Mata. No. He was just quiet. He was watching everything, but he was just bewildered. He didn't know what to say. Then Sita came, Sati in form of Sita came one time, two times for Lord Ramchandra. And then Lord Ramchandra, very nicely, with folded hand, he gave his introduction that I am son of Maharaj Dasarath. My name is Ram. Mother Sati, how come you are alone? Where is Bhutanath? Where is Lord Shiva? So as soon as Lord Ramchandra asked, he wanted to...
Hey, Hari Bol.
He wanted to clear her doubt. She wanted to know that Ram is same Ram, son of Dasarath. So he said, I am son of Maharaj Dasarath. My name is Ram. I am looking for my wife, but how come you are here? Where is Bhutanath? Lord Shiva. Now, as soon as Sati heard this thing, she got a stroke. And everything was out of her brain. She became kind of unconscious. And she started walking. When she was walking, she could see Ram, Lakshman and Sita. They are walking ahead of her. Then she looked backside. She saw Ram, Lakshman, Sita coming from backside. She looked at her left side. She saw Ram, Lakshman, Sita coming from left side. She looked right side. She saw Ram, Lakshman, Sita coming right side. Here, Ram, Lakshman, Sita coming from left side. Jai Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Ko nitai ki jai. Sarapyari ki jai. So wherever she saw Ram Lakshman Sita. And then after some time, she saw the Lord Ramchandra sitting on the throne with Sita, with Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, everybody. Even Lord Shiva, Brahma, everybody there. And everybody worshipping Lord Ramchandra as Supreme Personality of Godhead. When she saw all Visurup of Lord Ramchandra, that he is everywhere, she came to her senses. And she offered her obeisances. And she ran from there. She ran from there. Lord Shiva sat down under a tree and he said, anyway, you can go and check and come back. So when she came, Lord Shiva asked to her, "So, did you examine him? Is he the same Supreme Personality of Godhead?" Then, she said, "No, I just went and I could not offer obeisances that time as you did. So I also just went and offered my obeisances and came back." Lord Shiva could understand that she is not speaking truth. Then he went in meditation, in trance, and he rewinded the tape. You can understand meditation, but he rewinded the DVD, went back to see what did Sati did. And he saw Sati had taken the form of Jagajani Sita. Now Lord Shiva felt so miserable. So miserable. He loved Sati very much. He loved Sati very much. But when he saw Jagajani Sita, he started respecting her. So then the husband-wife relationship is gone. So Lord Shiva was like taken back. What to do? Now he did not related this thing to Sati. He knew that she is lying. You can see the greatness of the great person like Lord Shiva. The greatness of Lord Shiva, that he did not disclose. If we were there, "You rascal lady, what nonsense. First of all you became Sita and now you are lying to me. I am your husband." What not? But Lord Shiva understood that Sati is already, under tremendous pressure. And Lord Shiva, emotion, face, everything was changed totally. So one lie, one cheating, on one doubt brought sour in relationship of husband and wife. They are saying that water in the milk, when water is with the milk, then water also gets same value as milk. Right? Water, if a milkman goes to sell, one can he has milk, other can he has water, and he say, "I am giving milk. What is the rate of the milk nowadays? We only take paneer and drink milk, we don't know the price. What is the rate? What is the 18 rupees. And what is the rate of water? 1 liter water? Maybe nowadays water is costly than water, milk. Acha, still less anyway. But those days the water has no value, right? But milk has value. But the water, if you put the water in the milk and the milkman sells, the water also has value. But if you put some sour thing like lemon, then what happened? The milk separates from water. Chhena manjata hai na? Milk separates from the water. So same way, if there is love, if there is faith in husband, if there is faith in husband, then love flows. And it has a great meaning. But there is sour thing like doubt comes, then separates. So that's what happened to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva did not know what to do. He didn't even talk to Sati. They left Prayag. Dandakaranya. And they went to Kailas. All the way, Lord Shiva did not talk to Sati. Sati realized her great mistake. But you can see, this is the womanly nature. Triya Charitar Daivo na jane. Even great personality cannot understand the the mind of lady. Here is Sati. She is burning in her heart. But she could not confess to Lord Shiva that I have done a great mistake. Please forgive me. And here is Lord Shiva. He also very upset. He loved Sati so much. They went anyway on Kailas. And Lord Shiva has decided to give up Sati. That time he is there to give Sati. And he went. And on Kailas, he sat down under his banyan tree. And he went in trance for 87,000 year. 87,000 year Lord Shiva went in trance. Just he was repenting that how this kind of thing happened to Sati. This shows the greatness of a husband, a teacher. If your dependent does something mistake, it's not dependent fault. It is fault of the person who is protecting, who is protector. So Lord Shiva was just repenting. And he went in trance for 87 years. So Sati was in separation. He is repenting and Sati is burning in her heart. Her heart was burning like fire. And any wife, if she is neglected by her husband, you can ask those wives, how do they feel? How do they feel if they are neglected by their husband? If it was in their hand, they will burn themselves. So here, Sati was feeling neglected. Lord Shiva was in trance. She couldn't do anything. So one day, then she started praying to Lord Ramchandra, that my dear Lord, now I am fully convinced that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I know, because of my this offense, they are saying, if you cannot disclose yourself anything, then come to the Lord and disclose at least to Him. Sometimes you cannot even disclose to your own wife or your own husband, doesn't matter. Come to Krishna, who is the Supreme Husband, Supreme Father, He is Supreme of everything. So, Sati also confessed to Lord Ramchandra and she said, my dear Lord, I do not want to live this life anymore. I don't want to live this life anymore. Please, give me some way and means to burn my body. This body is useless now for me. So Lord Shiva had decided, he gave Sati, and now Sati decided after 87,000 years to give up her body. Then Lord Ramchandra approved it. And then Lord Shiva got up in trance and he started chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Both happened same time. Sati came running. She started serving her husband. Okay, Lord Ram had heard. So after some time, one day, she was along with her friend at Gandhamadan Parbat. And all the demigods, they were flying, they were going. And everybody were talking about Daksha Prajapati Jagya. So somebody was flying by aeroplane, they were talking. Somebody was also walking and talking. People were coming, you know, they're coming by heavenly planet. And Kailas is also heaven. Somebody walking. So everybody was just talking about Daksha Prajapati Jagya. The Jagya was being performed in Haridwar, in Kankhal. Still that place is there in Haridwar, Kankhal. And many sages has come. Many sages have come. Beside Lord Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Dadichi came. And when he didn't see the place for Lord Shiva, he questioned Daksha. Why you have no place for Lord Shiva? Where is his place? Even unauspicious thing becomes auspicious by presence of Lord Shiva. Then Daksha gave a big lecture and such a style in the Dichi. Then the Dichi said, oh fool, let me tell you something about Lord Shiva. He said, Siveti dvayaksharam namam bevaharishyanti je janaha tesam swargascha mokshascha bhavishyanti cha no cha anyatha. Siveti dvayakshar. two-syllable name, Shiva. Anyone who chants the two-syllable, the word Shiva, ye janaha, tesam, that person, swargascha, mokshascha. That person obtains the swarga as well as he gets liberation. Bhavishyati na chanyata. There is no doubt in that. And thereafter, Dadhichi walked out. So Dadhichi was the only one who walked out from that Daksha Jagya arena. He walked out. But Bhrigu and everybody were there who took part in that. So anyway, then everybody was talking and about Daksha Jagya. So much talk was going on. So Sati also heard. So she called for her one friend. Her name is Vijaya. And she asked Vijaya, "Hey, I can see Rohini coming with her husband Chandrama. Can you please go and find out where they are going? Everybody talking about my father. I can hear my father's name. Something happening." Then Vijaya went and she asked to Rohini and Chandrama. And they describe about huge arrangement of this Jagya of Daksha Prajapati. Huge arrangement. Then she came running from Gandhamadak Parvat to Kailash. And she caught hold of Lord Shiva's, leg. She sat down on Lord Shiva's right thumb. Right? The wife can sit only on right thigh and daughter can sit on left thigh. So anyway, she sat down. Their wife is called Bam Bhagini. Nilam Vishyamal Kumalangam Sita Samarupita Bam Bhagam Panu Mahasayaka Chara Chapam Namami Ramam Raghuman Sanatham Bam Bhagam. So anyway, she sat down on the right thigh and very nicely touching his cheek and she asking very nicely. Lord Shiva is in different trance, in different world, and she is in different world. Her body is sitting on the right thigh of Lord Shiva. She is holding Lord Shiva's cheek. And her mind is already in Kankhal, in Haridwar. She is thinking about the huge arrangement of Lord of Daksha Prajapati Jagya. After all, he is Prajapati, he is a very rich man. So he is doing Jagya means must be very big Jagya. And invited so many people are coming and going. So now, she was thinking about that and she started saying, "Oh my dear husband," he also Bamate has come. "Oh my dear husband, Lord Shiva, do you know? Your father-in-law has arranged a great sacrifice." I just Lord Shiva saying, "Oh really? Yes, yes, yes. How do you know?" "I just heard. All the demigods are going. Everybody is going. I just heard. All are invited. They are going." So, now they all are going. They must have reached now. Not only they going. Now in this verse, she is saying. She is just thinking. Right? She has not seen. But she is thinking. Now she is thinking about. She told about demigod. About whom she saw. Now someone whom she did not see, but she is thinking. And in her happiness she is saying, "Tasmin bhaginyo." Tasmin means same sacrifice where all the demigod has gone. Bhaginyo. Sati has 60 sisters, not 1-2. Daksha Prajapati has 60 daughters. So of course, if anything happens, I can explain very nicely. Anybody who is from village or any, if there is any marriage in house, right? If their brother marriage, then look at a sister. They are the queen of the home. They do everything. If brother marriage, but they do everything. If something new happens in house or any function, the daughters are the
Lakshmi Devi. They are, even son are kept aside, but daughters are one who take the prominent position in doing everything. So here she is saying, Tasmin bhaginyo mama bhartabhi shokai. Tasmin, in that jagya, bhaginyo mama, my sister must have gone. Now, according to a scripture, a daughter, when she is given in the hand of a man or husband, she is not supposed to go alone back to her parents' house. She always had to be accompanied by some protector. Therefore, either it have a son or father-in-law or husband himself. Somebody had to be there to protect. So there, tasmin bhaginyo mama bhartu bhi. Bhartu in a branch of bhatar. Bharta. Krishna says, gatir bharta prabhu sakchi nivasam sranam srit. Krishna is bharta, he is maintainer. So bhartu means maintainer. Means their husband. All my sisters are coming along with their husband. Shokai. Shokai means my buas also. Aunts and many other relatives. I mean, she's really thinking about who all will be coming. My sister, their husband, my aunts, their husband, their children. Shokai can cover everything. All the relatives. Swajana. Shokai. Means all the relatives. Can you imagine? I will see my sister's children after so long, as if really she has not gone for a long time. That's true. After marriage she did not go. Just like Sita, she left Janakpur at time of marriage and she never went back to Janakpur. Same way here, Sati also, Dhruvam Gamishyanti. She is only thinking, but with confidence she is saying, Dhruvam. Certainly they are going. Gamishyanti. Certainly they are going. Where they are going? Suhirda Dirkshaya. Wow, such a wonderful word. To see their relative and friend. My dear husband, I also have been away from my father. I have not seen my sister for so long. I have not seen their children. They may have grown up big now. Eh? When we see some children, it's all, are you became so big? Bap re bap, kitna bada ho gaya. Eh? Chota bacha tha, itna bada ho gaya. So Sati is saying that I have not seen my sister. I do not even know how many children they have. I know I have 60 sisters. If there are one children, 60 children will be there. I will see their children. I will see their husband. I will see my aunt, grand aunt, and everybody. Means Manu will be there. Satrupa will be there. You know, everybody will be there. Suhrid Didrikshaya. Didrikshaya is a very beautiful word. Suhrit, to someone who is very near and dear. Hrit means heart. Very close to my heart. I'll get opportunity to see them. They are going to see. Aham cha tasmin bhavata abhikamaye. So Ajit Lord Shiva is saying, so what do you want? Okay, now I heard your lecture. You want to go and see them. Tell me, what is bottom line? Why are you doing some chamchagiri? Tell me, what is the real thing? My dear husband, if you so desire, if you tell us, I also wanted to go. Bhavata bhi kamaye, she says, kamaye, if you so desire. She wants to go, but how she can say that I want to go? If you so desire, kamaye, bhavata, is you. If you so desire, then I also like to go. Then Lord Shiva said, well, you know, he has not invited us. And it is not fair to go in somewhere where there is no invitation. So Lord Shiva says, Anahutascha je subru gachanti paramandiram te apamanam prapnuvanti marana adhikatataha. Lord Shiva says, Anahutascha je subru, O my beloved wife, if somebody goes in somebody's house without invitation, gachanti paramandiram, if somebody goes in somebody's house without, see, such a nice sadhu bhasa Lord Shiva is saying. Paramandiram. Before houses were mandir, a place of worship. It not gachanti paragriham. Nahi. Gachanti paramandiram. Param means somebody. Mandiram means house. So this is the house of Lord. And we live there. Such a nice, just by hearing this thing, you know, the Vedic life, you can see the richness of Vedic life. That Krishna is the supreme worshipper at each house. Therefore, that house was mandir. And Lord Shiva is doing, you know, such a wonderfully explaining, paramandiram. Te apamanam prapnuvanti. Certainly, that person will be insulted. And that insult will be worse than death. So when Lord Shiva said this thing, then Sati said, I fully agree with you, but you know, we can go, this is for somebody else's house, but not for the house of father, guru, here. O base of demigod, how can the body of a daughter remain undisturbed when she hears that some festive event is taking place in her father's home? Even though you may be considering that I have not been invited, there is no harm if one goes to the house of friend, husband, a spiritual master or father without invitation. So after all, she is also Lord Shiva's wife. She also knows some scripture. She is quoting her scripture. That no invitation required to go father house. Why invitation? Lord Shiva is saying, without invitation, you should not go somebody else's house. She is saying, why not? Why can we go? Why can we go? Saha upanitam. So said, and then, you know, this talk was going on. So as if Sati had already considered that, yes, we are going to go. We are going to go. Then she said, Saha upanitam paribaram arhatum. Now, paribaram arhatum have two different meanings. Here Prabhupada took one meaning that I will be decorating myself with the ornament given by my father. But there is other meaning when the girl, they go to the father house, when they come back, they always get more than their ever husband. The father gives a lot. You know, I don't want to tell personal thing. Anyway, here, Pavana Upanitam means given, Paribhartam, ornaments of decoration, Arhitum, to accept. He said, I will go to accept the dowry or the gift which my father will give after Jagya. He will give a lot of ornament. He will give a lot of gold and this thing, that thing. Now Prabhupada talks this last thing. Sahopanitam paribaram arhatum. Only this one he talks in whole purport. The whole purport talks about this last para of this text. That how women, they always want to be decorated. Prabhupada said, you can keep your wife happy by providing three things. Nice food, clothing and ornament, and children. Right? Simple thing. This is a way to make a wife happy. Not nowadays. It was old age. Nowadays, you have to keep them happy by answering their all questions. You know, you have to give all the proof for everything. They want proof for everything. Then they can be happy. They don't even give any ornament. They say, why should I get your ornament? I can earn my own. I'll earn. Why should I take your money? I can earn my own. They say, Allah says, why should I have your child? I can have my own child. But they cannot say that one so far. Other thing I can say. Anybody remember that a sloka? Sutapta Bittai?
जन्म है एक आदमी क्या अथा गृह क्षेत्र सुताप्त बीतई और जनस्य मोहम अहम ममेति. सो दिस इज द बाउंडेज ऑफ दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. क्षेत्र गृह जन वाइफ चिल्ड्रेन एंड बीतई राइट दे आर द फोर स्ट्रॉन्ग पिलर विच इज टाइंग अस. Vitta means wealth and everything, beauty, intelligence, all the opulences comes under Vitta. So these are the four things. Anyway, so Prabhupada talks about that thing. And you will see, basically the woman, in any function, otherwise they may remain even naked otherwise. Like, you know, nowadays they wear ordinary cloth also, not even proper cloth also. But when they have to go to function, same woman, who have no cloth otherwise also, maybe t-shirt or something, now they walk. But if they go to function, wow, look at their nice jewelry, diamond, this one, that one, you know, so much they will decorate. Even they will put a chapel, they don't know how to wear, but they will put a chapel sometime. Even the cloth, they don't know how to put. In America, I see, sometime in temple, they come with sari, right? And they have to always hold it, because outside they have no any tradition to wear sari. Now they are coming to temple, Janmashtami or even Sunday festival. So they have sari and they are holding. They don't know how to, you know, make come out. You know. So they have to hold it. Anyway, festival time. And woman cannot be satisfied with one chapel. Man ka chalta hai, ek chapel chalta hai. Woman have to have several of chapel, especially nowadays. You know. Oh, Jay Lalita kaya tha, kitna chapel tha? How many chapel? CH? Jalalta? 10,000 chapel. Or A, labor commissioner sahab. 10,000 chapel tha. A labor bhai the count karne ke liye. Anyway, 10,000 chapel si hai. How many sari? Man can have two dhoti, two kurta chalta hai kaam saal bhar. But women, they have so many sari. Open their almira, you can see. Right? So, I mean, there is nothing unnatural. It's but natural for the woman. That is their happiness. They want to have so much ornament, so many sari, so many chapel, everything so many. Buy new almira, new house, just for that, keeping chapel and sari and all these things. So that is the beauty of household life. It's three, Prabhupada writes here. Istri, which means one who expand the field of material enjoyment. They expand it by this. So Prabhupada talks about, you know, all this thing. And one humorous thing Prabhupada said towards the last, that at least Lord Shiva was smoking ganja, but he was not like today drunkard. No. At least he did not sell the ornament of Sati to smoke ganja, you know. And she had that ornament. Thus she is reminding that I will wear that ornament which was given by my father. Oh, 9 o'clock. Actually, according to Vedic life, father, husband, they never take anything from their wife or daughter. They always give. They are to be given. Daughter, if she earns some money, she gets some money, father will keep that money. And time of her marriage, he will give that money 10 times than what she had. Just the interest of the money what she has given, 10 times. And plus whatever he will give. Lot of dowry given to the daughter. The whole thing, just like Sita, when she was married, Janak gave so much dowry, so many maid servant to serve the daughter. Like that. But Kali Yuga has become degraded. I'll just tell one story from Mahabharata and then I'll finish. How the Kali Yuga has become so degraded. Once it was toward the end of Dwapar, Yudhishthira Maharaj was always very disturbed after this battlefield of Kurukshetra. So one day he called the Pandavas And he said, look, I am going to do bhajan now. And you take care of the kingdom for now. So one day, one elderly Brahmin, he came and he wanted to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj. So he met Bhima on first gate. And Bhima said, well, he cannot meet Yudhishthira. He is doing his bhajan. And now we are taking care of the kingdom. What do you want? Please tell. I am ready to give you anything you want. He said, Bhima, I have a question. And I want answer of that question. So, what is the question? He said, when I was coming, I passed through a village. And there was some lady, they were fetching the water from the well. I saw one lady, she took one bucket of water from the well and she filled 10 pitcher, 10 ghada. Ghada kya bolte hain? Pitcher, 10 pitcher. And later on, same water, she was transferring back in bucket, but she could not fill up the bucket. So what is the mystery behind? That in one bucket water, she can fill up 10 pitcher, but later on same water she transferred in bucket, but she couldn't fill up the bucket. So what is mystery behind? Bhima said, look, you have asked right question to a wrong person. If you asked about khane pine ka baat, toh main bata sakta tha. You know, where to eat, how do you good food and all this thing. I could have provided you food, I could have also taken some chair, but you asked wrong thing. Please go and ask to Arjun, maybe he can tell something. So he went to Arjun, and he asked Arjun a different question. He said, when I was coming, I saw a cow was sucking the breast of a calf. How it? Usually the calf is supposed to take the milk from the cow. But a cow was taking milk from a calf. So what is the mystery? Arjun said, well, something wrong. You are asking, you know, if you have some fighting, other thing I could have. Please ask Nakul. He is very intelligent. Nakul Sahadev, they can tell this thing. They went to Nakul. Sahadev. And he asked Sahadev a third question, that while he was coming, he saw a lion was destroying the crops of some farmer. He said, why a lion had to be in the farming arena or farming field? He said, in forest, eating animals, why he had to eat the crop of the farmer? And Yudhishthira was hearing all this question from backside. So Nakul said, I don't know, you asked Nakul. He is expert. So he went to Nakul and he was just almost going to ask Nakul, then Yudhishthira called from backside. He said, no, he asked Sahadev, then he asked Yudhishthira, Nakul, Who is there? And then Yudhishthira opened the door. They started looking at Yudhishthira. And meanwhile, this Brahman disappeared. So they are looking around. Hey, where did the man go? What's the question? Bhim said, whatever question, where the man go, let him go to hell, who cares? But I am first time defeated in my life. Without you, we are defeated. Please tell, what is the answer? After all, he asked some genuine question. What is the answer? Yudhishthira said, He was Kali. And he showed his symptom. The how things will be in Kali. Kali Yuga. So first question was, by one bucket of water, he filled up 10 pitcher. But 10 pitcher could not fill up. You know, before, one man will earn in family, but he will maintain whole family. The children were married 12 years, 13 years. Father never asked, when are you going to earn? How long am I going to maintain your wife, you and family? But nowadays, before marriage, they say, no, I want my children to stand on their own leg before they get married.
This is Kali Yuga. Before one person will earn in family, and whole family can live happily. But now Kali Yuga, whole family will earn, still they will not live happily. This is Kali Yuga. Second one, that a cow was sucking the milk from the calf. So there earlier, the daughter, the father, mother will never dare to take the wealth or money from the daughter. But in Kali Yuga, daughter will earn money and mother and father will live on her money. So daughter was a calf and cow was sucking the breast. So you can see Kali Yuga, son is with his wife and daughter is maintaining the parents. So he, why I said this story? Because this has some relationship. Sati said, my father has given. So father we are giving, not taking. But in Kali Yuga, father will take, not give. And third answer was politician. Politicians are land who will destroy the green crop of citizen. Citizens are very happy, but politician will destroy. Hare hare, ghar girasti ko ye raj neta log khatam kar dalenge. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I think time has gone up. Time for prasadam. Yes. 1 second. One or two questions. Hare bol, give here. There.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, ये प्रश्न जो कर रहा हूं वो पूछना अति आवश्यक है। कथाओं के माध्यम से जो शब्दों का प्रयोग किया जाता है उनका असर हमारे मस्तिष्क पर होता है। इस पूरी कथा के अंदर भगवान शिव, माता पार्वती,
सती,
माता सती का जो वृतांत हुआ है, इसके अंदर मैंने कई बार सुना है, कई व्यास मुखारविंद से आज भी यही सुना है कि माताओं के प्रति जो माता ने छोटी सी मिस्टेक की थी कि उनके मन में शंका हो, उन्होंने डाउट था, जो भी शब्द का प्रयोग नहीं कर पा रहा हूं लेकिन समझ रहे हैं आप, कि छोटी सी बात जो उन्होंने उनके मन में ऐसा उनके प्रति जो भाव प्रकट किया जाता है कि भाई ये तो विश्वसनीय होती नहीं है, इनके अंदर में झूठ बोलने की आदत होती है, तो ये शब्द जो है इतना प्रहार करता है और ऐसे शब्दों का प्रयोग किया जाता है तो मस्तिष्क पर सीधा माताओं के प्रहार करता है। ठीक है, उन्होंने गलती की तो ये शब्द कहना चाहिए, लेकिन इसी कथा के अंतर्गत माता ने ऐसा बड़ा त्याग किया है, इतना बड़ा त्याग किया है कि उसने अपने शरीर को ही त्याग दिया, तो इस छोटी सी घटना की व्यास मुखारविंद से व्याख्या होनी चाहिए। प्रश्न ये बनता है कि माताओं के अंदर में एक बुराई है जिसकी व्याख्या हुई, तो माताओं के अंदर में अच्छाई कौन सी है, ये प्रश्न है।
पहला नंबर, जो माता है वो पूजनीय है, सब गुण और अवगुण दोनों वहां से प्राप्त होता है, इस संस्कार से प्राप्त होता है, तो सब परिस्थितियों में माता पूजनीय है। जिस प्रकार से गंगा जी में कभी कभी मल या फेन दिखाई पड़ता है, जिस व्यक्ति को बुद्धि नहीं होती है वो समझता है गंगा जी गंदी हो गई है, गंगा जी हमेशा पवित्र रहती है। उसी प्रकार से जो माताएं हैं वो सदैव पूजनीय हैं। ये जो वर्णन है, मैं जो किया, मैंने किया, तो भगवान शिव और सती के बीच के बात है। मैं यहां तक बताया कि भगवान शिव का महानता बताया और सती का भी महानता बताया, लेकिन मैं यह बात बतलाने का प्रयास किया कि अपने भर्ता पर, अपने स्वामी से, स्वामी के बात में संशय नहीं करना चाहिए, उनसे कपट नहीं करनी चाहिए, और कपट करने पर क्या होता है, परिणाम देख सकते हैं।
स्पेशली यदि पूरा कपड़ा काला हो उसमें एक उजला बिंदु दिखाई देता है कोई महत्व नहीं है, लेकिन यदि उजला कपड़ा हो उसमें एक काला बिंदु हो तो पहले दिखाई पड़ता है। तो सती जी से ऐसा ये नहीं किया जा सकता है। ये अगेन बड़े बड़े लोग करते हैं हम लोगों के शिक्षा के लिए, बेसिकली हम लोगों के शिक्षा के लिए। उसी प्रकार से महाराज चित्रकेतु के दृष्टांत में आप देख सकते हैं कि जब पार्वती जी गुस्सा की थी भगवान श्री बड़ा सुंदर ढंग से समझाए वहां पर। तो हम लोगों को इसे शिक्षा लेनी चाहिए, हे दृष्टि से नहीं देखना चाहिए।
हरे कृष्णा,
हमें इसे शिक्षा दोनों को मिलता है, स्त्रियों को भी मिलता है पुरुषों को भी मिलता है। स्त्रियों को शिक्षा मिलता है कि अपने पति पर, अपने स्वामी पर, अपने भर्ता के बात पर श्रद्धा और विश्वास रखना चाहिए और उनके साथ में कभी कपट नहीं करना चाहिए। और पुरुषों को शिक्षा मिलता है यदि स्त्रियां गलती भी कर दे तो उसको समझते हुए उसे व्यवहार करना चाहिए।
As you said, this story happened in Treta Yug, this Lord Ramachandra and all. And then he, Lord Ramachandra granted this that she can give up the body and all. But as this prasang is going on, Daksh Prajapati, I think it's the beginning of Satyuga. No?
See, this is a different kalpa.
Okay.
Kalpa Ved.
But how can we, in the last kalpa, the Sati was there again, she was born again from Daksha? Suppose this happened in the last kalpa again.
Same.
Another, who quoted this story?
Another answer can be like, you know, the pastime of the Lord is eternal. Uh-huh. It's not like, even today, Sthignakanta and Madhukanta are narrating the Bhavam Leela in Goloka.
Yeah.
Narad Muni going around talking.
You mentioned some name in the beginning, which Rishi quoted this story. Like, Agastya Muni is there.
Jagavalya.
Jagavalya.
Any other question, comment? जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय।